Hi, thank you for calling customer care. My name is Cindy, and may I have your zip code, please, so I can attempt to locate the account?
32949.
32949, and your first and last name?
Linda Barker.
Linda Barker.
Correct.
Thank you. One moment, please, if you don't mind, so I can attempt to locate the account, please. Okay, Ms. Barker, thanks so much for holding. I do have the account pulled up. I was able to locate it. Hold on for one moment, if you don't mind. And if you can just verify for me, please, your address.
6645 South US Highway 1, Grant, Florida 32949.
Okay, that's the information that I have. And one moment. Okay, and it looks like you, let's see, hold on for one moment. Okay, so it looks like you completed a survey or entered in a contest.
Completed a survey, which I'll never do again. Never do again. And somehow, I was supposed to receive something free just for shipping, and I ended up getting a $49.89 charge to my credit card in February. And the lady I talked to today refunded that. And I asked her if there were any other charges. She said no. And then when I got off the phone, I found the charge in January. So when I called back about that, they said they wouldn't refund it more than the most recent. And then I got a voicemail that said that they would. So, but I needed a call or they couldn't process it. And she canceled this membership of whatever this is. I don't even know what it is. So I'm calling about the January 3rd charge, basically.
Okay, allow me to place you on a brief hold just so I can review the account if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I'm still here reviewing the account. Thank you for being patient. One moment. Okay, thanks so much for holding. I'm just trying to figure out why the representative that you just spoke to, why did they transfer the call to a supervisor? Okay, did they say why they were transferring the call?
No, I just told her what I told you, that I got a voicemail saying, originally they said they would not do anything for the January 3rd charge. And if not, then I would have to contact my credit card company because it wasn't not authorized. And then, so then I hung up from them and then I got a voicemail message that said they would do a refund on the January 3rd, but they couldn't process it unless I call in.
Okay,
So
so
I'm
when you
calling in, and I told the other person exactly what I'm telling you. So I don't know why she transferred.
okay, hold on. I'm just going to make updates on the account. Be right with you. Yeah, I don't know why they transfer the call. Okay, and has anything been disputed?
No, I haven't called. I didn't have a chance to call the credit card company. So
Okay,
I'm
because.
calling I'm just done with it. I just want to get the refund and be done with it. I'm tired.
Okay, I did refund
Tired.
that charge as a courtesy. You do want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing. One moment while I make updates on the account, please, if you don't mind. Almost done with the updates. Thank you again for being patient. One moment. Okay, I did update the account with the notations, and I'm just making sure that that credit was applied. I'm sure that it was. Okay, so again, you want to allow 3 to 5 business days for processing, cancels out any future charges, and then I'm sorry to keep you on hold. It's actually another
okay,
point.
Okay, so what was,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, what was the refund for January 3rd?
$49.89.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, 3 to 5 business days on those.
That is correct.
Thank you.
You're
okay.
welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank
customer.
You very much.
You're welcome,
mm-hmm.
and thank you for calling customer care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.